The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 4th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came to Jesus and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But Jesus answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took Jesus to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And the devil said to him, "All these I give to you if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left Jesus, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. This is the word of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Would you join your hearts with me in prayer? Oh God, now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Just prior to spending 40 days in the wilderness, Jesus had been baptized by John in the River Jordan. It was there Jesus saw the Spirit descending and alighting on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And now on this first Sunday in Lent, in the year of our Lord 2023, we're reminded how Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. By setting up this scene in the wilderness, and by setting it immediately following Jesus' baptism in the Jordan, it seems all the more troubling to hear the role the devil played in tempting Jesus to prove his identity as God's beloved Son. We heard how the tempter taunted Jesus by saying, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." And when Jesus resisted and we heard then how the devil took him up to the holy city, to Jerusalem, and placed him on the very top, the pinnacle of the temple, and tested Jesus a second time, saying, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down." Jesus, however, remained faithful. He would not succumb to the devil's tempting or taunting. Clearly, Jesus knew his identity. He certainly didn't need it to prove it to the devil or anyone else for that matter. From the moment of his conception, the Spirit was at work in this child born of Mary, and his mission was set in motion from that time onward. That is to say that Jesus knows full well who and whose he is, and he knows his purpose. The voice from heaven was clear. "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Jesus, the Messiah, God's anointed one, is the very one God sent into the world that God so loved, in order not to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. And in that moment of declaration, The identity of Jesus was confirmed, and it is clear that his purpose-driven life, death, and resurrection is meant to demonstrate to all future generations, including us and those who will come after us, the absurd lengths that God was willing to go to in order to remove the barrier between heaven and earth and to mend the brokenness between creation or creator and creature. God's beloved Son was sent in order to redeem and reconcile this world God so loves. And so here we are now, 2 millennia later, even in our continued rebellion against God and humanity's continued propensity to reject God, and not only God, but God's ways, we're still proclaiming the good news. Not only that, but we hold fast to the promise that God has named and claimed each of us in the waters of our baptism. As children of God, as siblings with Christ and with Christ, as heirs with Christ of the promises, we, the baptized, have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. We've been assured of the everlasting promise that God will never abandon nor forsake us, and that nothing, not one single thing in all of creation, nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And with this promise, with this assurance, we are called into a new life. A new life that gives us our identity as God's beloved children. And with it, our lives have purpose. We are called to carry on the ministry of Jesus. As people of faith, whenever we publicly affirm our baptism into Christ's death and resurrection, as we will when we receive new members on Palm Sunday, we are asked if we intend to continue in the covenant that God made with us in holy baptism. There are 5 promises that we make, that we affirm. Those 5 promises are to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. And then we're asked to respond. We do, and we ask God to help and guide us. For we know, apart from God, we can do nothing. During Lent, as we prepare to receive new members into this community of faith, I want to offer a word to those among us who may be considering membership, maybe considering making this your church home, and also to those who may be visiting with us, those who are new to our community. People are at Central are used to hearing me remind them from the pulpit that Central's mission statement is to be the hands and feet of Jesus by loving God and one another, by nurturing faithful living, by serving those in need, and by sharing the gospel. And so as we journey through these 40 days, let me remind all of us of this truth. You are not alone. Just as the devil left Jesus and suddenly the angels came and waited on him in the wilderness, remember, God is with you. God is with you. And so when you find yourselves during those times of wandering aimlessly in the midst of your own wilderness, remember too, your identity has been confirmed You are God's beloved. And no matter the season, God invites all of us, every last and least one of us, to share in the mission and ministry of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let it be so. Amen.